The best definition that scholars give of the term Christian is like Christ. I think that's great with that. I think I'll learn for a good reason for this scripture, so I'm taking a deep step there. Okay? Totally like Christ at this moment. Check it out. Are you totally like Christ? Are you becoming more like Christ? I just want to correct you. I'm reading 1 John, or quoting 1 John, John says, when you shall appear, we shall be like him. Now, wait a minute. If Christian means like, we will not be like him until he appears. A big deal with what I'm saying. You're putting words in our mouth and definitions in our mouth. We have a right to define it. The way we believe the Bible speaks it. It is true that a person becomes a Christian at the moment of birth, which is at the same time a person believes and repents. Now, I say it by bringing up the first page, but there is such a thing as logical order. Logically, a person believes in order, or a person is born in order to believe. 1 John 5 will make that clear. For some reason, Jesus is the Christ as the born God. You get A.C. Robertson out, A.C. Robertson will tell you that faith is the fruit of the birth. And that's that.
Thank you.
The gospel that was preached before the Abraham only gospel that is preached unto me today. Hebrews 4 makes that clear. Paul says that the gospel that was preached in the Old Testament is the same gospel that's preached to us today. Now go to Galatians. I told you I was going to show you that no man was saved on the basis of the Old Covenant. Galatians chapter 3, verse 6, let's begin there. Even if Abraham believed God, and it was accounted or imputed to him for righteousness, knowing you therefore that the things which are of faith, the same for the children of Abraham, and the scripture, what thing that God was justified through faith, preached before the gospel of Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which are of faith are blessed with faith for Abraham. For as many, listen to this text, for as many as are of the work of the law, that is, of the work of the law of God. But Paul here is referring to the Old Covenant. And for as many as are of the work of the law, are trying to be saved on the basis of the Old Covenant, they're not going to make sure. Let's get back to the people of God in this text. He's pretty close to saying on the basis of the Son of God.
The covenant that was made concerning even before the law, which
commercial 430 years after the gospel was all they should make the promise, even with the new covenant, of not that. For if the inheritance be of all, it is no more promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. He did not give it to him on the basis of keeping the law. He did not give it to him on the basis of the old covenant. He gave it to him on the basis of the promise, which was part of the new covenant. Now let's go on into the fourth chapter. Verse 21, tell him. Tell him, well, this is all that you were here, and he's right here to tell me, but say the same thing. Tell him, you that desire to be under the law, to be under the old covenant, to be under a system of salvation based upon keeping the commandments. Tell him, you that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law, which says that he can have two lives with one by a bondmaid and the other by a free woman? But he that was of the bondwoman was born of after the flesh, was like Ishmael. But he that was born of the free woman was by promise, which came born out of the way. But they are the two covenants, the one of Mount Sinai, which enters to the promise. That covenant did not liberate anything. He only declared that he could promise.